Editorial of the Socialist, issue 896. Tata Steel, act now, fight for nationalization. In 2012, a ghost parade took place in Ebbw Vale to commemorate a decade since the steelworks had been closed by the then-owner Chorus. It was an artistic protest at the loss of the plant in what has quickly become a deprived part of the South Wales valleys. Should the remainder of the UK steel industry suffer the same fate over the next few months, there will be a whole list of ghost towns littering places like South and North Wales and Yorkshire. The jobs of 15,000 steel workers directly employed by Tata are on the line. But when all those who depend on the plants are included, such as contractors and freight workers on road, rail and sea, three times as many workers could be facing the dole. This is a national emergency that needs emergency measures. Even if a buyer is found, it will be to asset strip and destroy the steel industry. This cannot be allowed. Action needs to be taken now. Increasing numbers of workers are asking if the banks could be bailed out, why not steel workers? The demand for immediate permanent nationalization of the industry is rapidly gaining support. The urgent question is how nationalization can be achieved. Members of the Socialist Party and supporters of the National Shop Stewards Network should be proud of the role that they have played in popularizing the idea of renationalizing Tata's UK operations to save the plants and jobs. Until now, the N-word has been an unspoken but popular demand. It is now increasingly seen as being needed urgently. This has definitely levered pressure on the labor and trade union leaders to take up this demand more boldly. As the days have gone on, Jeremy Corbyn and Shadow Minister Angela Eagle have been pushed into calling for intervention, even stretching to some form of nationalisation. Unite and the GMB have now explicitly called for it as well. Even Community, faced with Tory Business Minister Sajid Javid's ruling out of nationalisation, has called for it. But there has to be a clear call for this step as the platform to build mass action, to force the government to act. As was shown by the incredible social explosion caused by Major's Tory government announcement of the closure of the last remaining collieries in 1992, an event takes on a significance far wider than a particular industry. Then, the full state conspiracy of Thatcher's attack on the NUM in the strike of 1984-85 and the resulting destruction of the mining communities was laid bare. In the space of a couple of months, a huge mass movement developed that totally shocked the Tories. It could have defeated them if the Tuck and NUM president Arthur Scargill had used the platform of the massive demonstrations to in London of million in the space of 5 days to call for a 24-hour general strike. 2 decades earlier, the threatened closure of Upper Clydeside shipbuilders would have posed the end of shipbuilding in Glasgow. It detonated a mass struggle of a working, a huge demonstration and effectively a regional half-day general strike of 100,000 workers. The Tory government of Heath was forced to come up with a rescue plan. In 1971, the Tory government was forced to step in and nationalize Rolls-Royce at 24 hours' notice. Similarly now, there is a recognition that a fundamental part of the national economy could be lost, and that part of the country's heritage is disappearing. Cameron is even out of step with parts of the establishment on this. They fear a loss of prestige. The former First Sea Lord and Chief of the Naval Staff complained that all United Nations Security Council countries had major steel plants to support their defense industries. Even the Daily Mail has asked, after Labour bailed out the bankers, are the Tories to be remembered as the party that let our steel industry die? National demonstration. This can quickly become a symbol for the reality faced by workers. They can no longer get well-paid, permanent jobs that allow them a decent place to live. Instead, they face low-paid, zero-hour contract work. If Corbyn and the union leaders called a national demonstration demanding nationalisation, it would have huge potential to put the Tories under pressure. Particularly as junior doctors are striking, and teachers are balloting for action against forced academisation. But if the Tories maintain their refusal to nationalise, workers will have to consider occupying the steel plants to up the ante. A one-day national protest walkout by Tata UK steel workers would send a huge signal to Cameron that workers will not let the plants shut. It has been estimated that Tata's UK steel business is losing up to £1 million a day. This is being used by Cameron to rule out nationalization and can create the feeling that it is a basket case. But in reality, this is a drop in the ocean for the government, especially when the social costs of closures and mass redundancies are factored in. In just 1 year, the cost of Osborne's recent cut to capital gains tax for the richest 0.3% will be double the annual losses of Tata Steel UK, and it is nothing compared to the billions stolen from steel workers' pension funds when British Steel was privatized. We demand this money is returned. The idea of nationalization, if raised in the context of socialist public ownership and economic planning, could totally transform the situation. We call for Tata's books to be opened and inspected by the unions and the workforce. The redundancies that have already been announced should be stopped. The steel distribution network should also be nationalized, and every publicly financed construction scheme in the UK, such as Crossrail, HS2, and power projects, should be supplied with steel from the nationalized steel company. This would also pose the renationalization of the railways, which is massively popular, and would be another market for publicly owned steel. Taking the energy companies back into public ownership would deal with the issue about energy prices. There should be no compensation for Tata's bosses or any fat cat investors. Such a demand and strategy would also be the banner of mass struggle of steel workers, their communities and the wider trade union and working class movement, to inflict a political defeat on the divided Tories. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 31st of March 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist,